You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For tomorrow's world, Stella and Isla speak to one of the authors of research that shows how removing the $5 prescription charges reduces the number of hospital admissions and length of stays. Professor Pauline Norris from the University of Otago, a specialist in social pharmacy access and to use of medicines, chats about the nuances of the work. Stella first asked about the findings of the work.
We found that exempting people from the standard $5 prescription charges meant that they were less likely to end up in hospital during the study year, and that they spent less time in hospital as well. So just for a bit of context, in other previous studies that we've done, some people had told us that they struggle to pay for their medicines, so they sometimes go without them and end up in hospital. But we didn't know how common that experience was, and we didn't have any proof that prescription charges would lead to people being hospitalised. So that's why we did this randomised controlled trial to explore that.
So there obviously is a big difference, but how significant was the disparity between those who paid for their medicines and those who received it free in terms of both their personal health and the overall pressure on the healthcare system?
What we found was, so we had about 1,000 people in the study, and for half of them, so they were randomly allocated to either the intervention group or the control group. For the intervention group, who we paid for their prescriptions for a year, so we paid all their $5 charges for the year. So out of every 100 people who got the free prescriptions, 33 of them were admitted to hospital during the year. So out of every 100 people who had to pay for their prescriptions, 41 people were admitted to hospital. So when you look at how many days they spent in hospital, it was just over 200 for the people who got free prescriptions, but well over 300 for the people who had to pay for their prescriptions. So the difference was surprisingly large. When you think about hospitalisations, that means that people's health has gotten much worse. It's very disruptive and unpleasant for the person and their whānau, but it's also really expensive for the health system as well.
And are there communities that suffer kind of disproportionately from these issues? Is that something that was documented in your work?
The Ministry of Health does a big survey called the New Zealand Health Survey. One of the questions in there is, in the last year, have there been times when you didn't pick up a prescription medicine because of the cost? And when you look at the results of that, it's much more common for Māori, much more common for Pacific people, and it's much more common for people living in areas of high socioeconomic deprivation to report that they struggle to pay for their prescription. So yes, it does disproportionately affect Māori, Pacific and people living on low incomes or living in areas of high socioeconomic deprivation.
So for places like Chemist Warehouse, how do they operate to ensure that prescriptions are free? Is that something that the public sector can actually mimic?
So I guess as part of their business model that they don't charge the prescription fees, and they hope that will mean that more people come in the door, but you'd have to ask them about how that works. Whether the public sector could mimic it, we strongly recommend that the government eliminates the $5 prescription charges, at least for people like the people in our study, so people on low incomes who need a lot of prescription medicine. That wouldn't actually cost that much to do, because people only pay for the first 20 items in a year, so the most that anyone should pay is $100 a year. So that would mean that it would cost only sort of up to $100 per person who is exempted, and that might save a lot of money on hospitalisations. Yeah, the question would be how you target that. Whether some people say that the best solution would be to just exempt everybody, to eliminate prescription charges, because that means that no one would miss out, and it would be a much simpler system to administer. It's up to the government about what, you know, how they respond to this. And but what we would say is that if you're going to have a targeting system, then it needs to be simple so that people don't miss out. You don't want a system where people have to fill in lots of forms or go through lots of hoops to be able to get access to free prescription.
And you touched on it a lot just then, and it is a nuanced question, but do you think that your findings will be enough for our healthcare system to reconsider where funding goes for overall health of our population? Are there any impending reviews that you know of to our system that could potentially open that door?
I don't know. I'm really hoping that this will be enough evidence to persuade the Ministry of Health to eliminate charges, at least for people on low incomes.
That was Professor Pauline Norris on new research that shows removing the cost of prescriptions reduces hospital admissions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.